112,000 students went back to school in Baltimore County today. WIPR's John Lee reports that starting this year, those students' academic grades will be based solely on classroom achievement, not on other factors like behavior or homework.
It was a picture-perfect day, not a cloud in the sky, as Lock Raven High School principal Bonnie Lambert greeted students as they entered the building.
Hey, girls! Hi. Welcome back. Happy New Year.
The first day of school, it's kind of like opening day when all teams are optimistic and in first place. Karen Salmon is Maryland's state superintendent of schools.
What's great about education is we get to start every year again, and we get to do it right. So it's just the best.
But here's a change up for both Baltimore County students and teachers. Starting today, your grade is based on your academic achievement in class, nothing else. No marks off for being a jerk and being sent to the principal's office or for spacing out and not doing your homework. The new policy is based on research that shows that marking for things like effort, participation, and behavior distorts grades. County School Superintendent Dallas Dance says the point is to make sure grades are based on what the students know.
We want to make sure that when parents look at an A, a B, or a C on the report card, even a D or an E, it accurately reflects whether students mastered the material outlined in that course.
Abby Baton is the president of the County Teachers Association. Baton says teachers are mixed about the new grading policy. She says, like with anything new, there'll be issues, and she expects the policy will be tweaked. Baton wants teachers to give the powers that be feedback on how it's really working in their classes.
I know that anytime there's something new, people have a lot of angst around it. But until they actually start doing it, we won't really know that.
Now, issues like a student's behavior, absences, and homework will be marked on the report card in a separate section. Since they will no longer affect a student's grade, Baton would like them to be taken into account for extracurricular stuff. Bad marks in that section, say, could keep you off the football team. Baton says that non-academic section of the report card needs to have some teeth, and as of now, it does not.
So we can't just look at the knowledge of content to raise a whole citizen. You have to look at everything, because when a child moves on to the real world, they are going to have to be on time.
Eyes on me!
In Ashley Carl's U.S. Honors History class at Lock Raven, students are getting the first day of school lesson that at the micro level, history is about the individual.
And what you're going to do is describe your history in a series of five major events that had significance to you.
Damon Jones was sitting in the front row. He likes what he's hearing about the grading changes.
It would motivate them more to get a higher grade.
Nate Casario, sitting in the back row, is not so sure.
It might be going too soft on students, so I don't know. Let's just hope if they find a mistake or if it doesn't do well, they pull it immediately.
Another change is that teachers will have the option to grade students on the old 0 to 100 scale or give no student a grade of less than 50 on any assignment. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
This afternoon, Baltimore County Councilman Todd Crandell said he asked Superintendent Dance to come before the council to explain the new policy. Crandell says he is concerned it's not giving students a real-world experience in which bad behavior has consequences.